Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, a man everybody knows. Let me welcome in at this time from the Clarks, Scott Blasey. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good, Colin. Great to be with you.
Better to be with you. Maybe I'll be better off without you. That's a good segue, right?
Well done, my friend.
Yes, not bad. So The Pit, it's all the rage. Everybody's watching it. And one thing they've strived for is to have pure, make it authentic as possible in really Western Pennsylvania. So how did this all come to be? Did they contact you and say, we'd like to use one of your songs? I know you guys made an EP. Take me through this process.
Yes, in a nutshell, one of the executive producers, Scott Gemmel, who's also the showrunner, which is a term I learned recently, he's sort of the executive producer that's more hands-on. He was looking into Pittsburgh music, came across our stuff, and really liked the song Better Off Without You, and said, we're going to have the Clarks, be part of our season opener.
Wow, that's super great stuff. Was it a stretch for you? Was it easy? Were there constraints by them? Or did they say just, rip one off for us and go with it?
Yeah, it was a simple process. They just took the song that we had, it was released in 2000, so we didn't really have to do anything. They contacted our manager, put all the contracts together, and that was pretty much it. Really nothing on our part. We found out about it a couple of months ago, but really had to keep it close to the vest because they said it's likely going to happen. Well, we didn't have any guarantees. And to be honest with you, last night, about 15 minutes before it came on, I was nervous, like, what if it doesn't happen? We told all these people It was great when it came on. It was very exciting.
Scott Blasey from the Clarks joining. Better Off Without You from the Clarks is on The Pit. Now, are there measurables? Is there quantification even as...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
As early as today, or maybe moving through that, you'll check and see, well, has there been a spike in downloads or people checking it out on YouTube or whatever? Will you go look for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Our management company will check into that. I don't know how soon those kind of things will pop up, but there's certainly ways to track streams. And, you know, it won't be a life-changing kind of thing, but it'll certainly get us some new fans and something for our old fans to crow about.
Yeah, it is interesting to me because being authentic. Now, I don't watch this show, in full disclosure. I don't watch a lot of TV, but they wanted to make it as authentic as possible. Are you in a way, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is it humbling to say, okay, they wanted Pittsburgh music. Wow, I guess we represent Pittsburgh pretty darn well.
It really is, Colin. It's just, it's the coolest thing. You know, we've been doing this for, this is our 40th year. This 2026 is our 40th anniversary. You know, we're part of the fabric of this town, of this region, and we couldn't be more proud of that. And just so thrilled that they picked us. You know, personally, if it was my choice, I'd have had Donny Iris, but I'm not complaining.
Long way from, like, Walnut Street Jam and those kind of things, huh? And Southside Arts Festival, all those the things that I used to see when I was coming up. You guys were everywhere every weekend. I was talking to somebody not too long ago, Scott, and I said the vintage between about, because I graduated high school in 95, between about 94 and 2004 or so, for me, there was live music every night. There was something all over the place. And you could go indoor or outdoor, especially in the summer, and see something. It was fantastic.
That was the heyday, Colin, I think, of the Pittsburgh original music scene. There were so many clubs that supported local bands and original music. You had radio stations playing original music. You had bands like Rusted Root blowing up, Gathering Field, Brownie Mary, us. It was a great time for Pittsburgh music, and you really nailed the time frame there, that sort of mid-90s to early 2000s. And then it all, you know, when Napster hit and the downloading craze hit, it all kind of collapsed. That was a great period.
Take me through the turnover of your audience. Are you reaching younger audiences now? And I know you guys go out, you play, you still sell records, you still turn over different stuff, you cut new music. Are you finding that there's a generation that's swooping up behind your original fan base that's into you guys?
Absolutely. And, you know, the first thing that happened was around the late 90s or in the year 2000 when we released the Let It Go album. There were two alternative radio stations in town, and they all jumped on Better Off Without You. They were playing that song. So, you know, our original fans were suddenly greeted by, you know, younger people coming to our shows. And now the thing that has happened is we get so many people, younger people in their 20s and 30s. I'm 61. People in their 20s and 30s saying, hey, I love your music. My parents used to play your stuff around the house as a kid, I was a kid growing up. So yes, we have a whole generation of fans that love the band. And I'm sure it's not going to be too much longer before somebody walks up to me and says, hey, my grandmother loves you guys.
Yeah. And my grandmother remembers when the people who were of age at Nick's Fat City were on a certain floor and the other ones had to be upstairs because they weren't allowed to drink. Do you remember that?
I sure do. Oh, my gosh.
That was fantastic. Do you still love to write?
I do, Colin. I'm still writing songs. And really lately, I just like to write. I've been writing sort of family history and the things that I remember as a small child growing up, trying to recall those things. And yes, I love to write. It's just one of my favorite things to do.
What about some of the acts that you did play with and that you got to play with and that maybe you still play with? And the people that grinded out on tour and maybe even some of the younger acts, who have you seen that you're into right now? And maybe who can't you get out of your playlist from a nostalgic standpoint?
Well, to answer your first question, there's a guy from Alabama, songwriter, singer, guitar player, Jason Isbell.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of my – Jason's fantastic. I mean, I think he's just one of the best songwriters – one of the best American songwriters around. So I've really loved his stuff for about the past decade. You know, I grew up in the 70s, so I love that era of music. I love, you know, Prince and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Those were the sort of acts that I cut my teeth on as a teenager. And then, you know, when the band started in the 80s, it was bands like REM and The Replacements and even U2 and things like that. So we've been very fortunate, you know, and when we... You know, when we were in our heyday, sort of the late 90s, early 2000s, we were very fortunate. We got to tour with Steely Dan and John Mayer and did shows with all kinds of bands and had, you know, bands that became more popular than us opening for us at various points. So that was always kind of fun and an interesting thing. And I'll give you one more little anecdote. We did a thing called the Rock Boat, which is a sort of a floating music festival that's gotten more popular over the years. But when we started out, I was, after a show we did, I was walking through the cruise ship back to my room, and it was a little sidebar, and it was maybe about 100 people in there listening to a band, and I walked in, and I sat down, I had a beer, and I was like, these guys are great, and it was the Zac Brown Band.
Huh.
So I've had all kinds of, you know, interactions with bands that have become, you know, huge.
Yeah, I just read something not long ago, Jason Isbell and his relationship with Steve Earle's son, and just how that all, you know, was and didn't work out and how crazy it was and
right.
Back and forth. And it was just, you know, we forget, I think, musicians are humans. Does that, like, do you think sometimes there's a wall there and people forget, like, you're not a robot?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, for the most part, I've found, you know, 90% of the musicians we've interacted with that we've come across in our career are just wonderful, caring people and are very supportive. You know, it's not super or hyper competitive. You know, there's room for everybody. But that's really interesting. That Jason Isbell, Justin Earl Towns relationship, he wrote a song about that and, you know, was not well received by Justin's family. So there's, you know, that's a really interesting thing too. But all the people we've come across, just, you know, most of them are awesome people.
Certainly. Last thing for you, playing any basketball still, Scott?
I shoot around, Colin. I work out. I'm a runner. I love to run. It clears my head. It's just a great exercise. But when I, you know, on my off days, I'll go to the Upper St. Clair Rec Center, and that's my warm-up. I'll go in and shoot hoops. Now, I haven't run a game in a couple of years, and the last time I did, the next morning I woke up and my back was like, nope, we're not going to be doing that a whole lot more. So, you know, that sort of cutting and movement, you know, left and right and jumping and stuff is not for me anymore. But I love the game, grew up playing it my whole life and kind of miss it.
Awesome. Great stuff. A lot of people, a lot of spark from last night, and a lot of people talking about it. I appreciate you taking a couple minutes with me today. As always, you're a wonderful man, wonderful representation of the city and what we're all about. Scott, we'll catch up soon, man.
Colin, I appreciate your kind words. Thanks for having me on, bud. Talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Scott Blasey from the Clarks on the Pit last night, and a lot of people talking about that. He's a great guy. He's like your next door neighbor who's a great dude. He just happens to be like a rock star. So it's awesome.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.